Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Football Friday as we look forward to Monday Night Football, a week in the NFL. And, of course, we have ourselves a big Philly series start night. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, every now and then, it's probably a good practice not to say what's on your mind. Like, sometimes. Most times I'm a fan of saying, you know, what speaking your mind.
Yeah, like, we do talk, it's a talk show. Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, you probably need to pull it back just a little bit.
Just when you're doing the porn,
yeah.
But you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
Not in that situation.
That's a different situation.
Yeah, that's a different situation. Every now and then, you just you can't say everything that's on your mind. Sometimes.
Well, that's good. I think it's good advice. You keep yourself out of trouble that way. All right, big show planned for today. Coming up an hour from now, Carl Dukes from 92.9 The Game. Hughes, former co-worker in Atlanta. We'll learn more about these Falcons with Carl coming up. And later in the show, of course, it's a Friday, which means a Fransky Friday. And Hugh, you know, you said sometimes it's best not to say what's on your mind. That doesn't usually – I don't subscribe to that, especially when it comes to Philadelphia Eagles. So I need to say something today, and I'm doing this as a PSA. It's for everyone here listening. It's for all the WIP audience, and really more than that, it's for the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I need to say something. I want to help.
You're about to be controversial.
I want to help.
On a Friday. We're getting ready for a football weekend.
I want to help.
We're getting ready for a good football weekend, and here you go.
Listen.
On a Friday.
Well, because I want this football season to last beyond just the first weekend of January. We want to go to New Orleans, don't we?
You want to make it last?
Yes. Unlike some people that do, yes. Hugh, I want this thing to
go. You did that. That wasn't me.
Well, you started. All right. I want this thing to last to February. I want this Eagles season to last to February, okay?
Yeah.
And as we saw last Friday night, one of their best players right now is Saquon Barkley. Agreed? Can we agree on that?
Joe, I don't think I like where you're going.
Can
man.
We agree on that?
I don't know.
I agree.
He's one of their best players.
Okay. So the objective is to get this thing to February. I want to go to New Orleans and have beignets and all that stuff.
Here we go.
Well, the only way to get this thing, this train rolling all the way to February is they got to keep him healthy.
Okay.
All right. So
but,
I'm going to say it. That we need the Eagles need to be careful with Saquon's usage.
Oh, come on.
They need to be careful,
Joe,
Hugh.
Stop it.
26
Joe.
Touches in week one.
Joe,
we roll out 26 again in week two. That's over 50 for the season.
Joe.
Go ahead.
What's wrong, man? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
Like, I feel like you go to sleep at night and you just, like, you wake up and you just wake up worried. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm not worried.
You know what I mean? What did you eat last night? Because they say sometimes
I ate some
food that you
just some pasta. Yeah, it was just
it gives you nightmares.
Not a nightmare, but I do have a vision.
Trepidation.
I have a vision of the Eagles relying on Saquon a lot early in the season, and then by the time we get to November or December, he's got not much left in the tank, or he's banged up. Let me throw some numbers at you, and then you could tell me why I'm wrong on this. All right. In the last 6 years, he has played 16 games in a season one time. One time. And, we're asking him to do something he's not used to, Hugh, which is play deep in the postseason, right, with the Giants. That wasn't a concern. They made the playoffs once with him.
Yeah.
Okay, so 16 games once in the last 6 years. This year, the hope for the Eagles is what, 20 games? 17 and then three more? At least. It might be 21 games, okay? He's averaged 248 touches per season. That's been what he's had on his body the last, handful of years. He had 26 in week one. I did some quick math on this, all right? That means if we're going off his average, he's got about 14 touches per game left in the tank. Now, I'm not saying it has to be that low, but I just think the Eagles need to be careful on this because it feels like they know they got something here. He looks great. And I just don't want them to run him to the ground. Hugh, where do you come down? Should they be careful? Or is it just about, hey, you win the next game in front of you?
I have a lot to say about this,
okay,
Joe.
Go ahead.
First of all, let's say Saquon play. And when you talk about those numbers and being injured, hey, he was playing with the Giants. That should tell you everything that you need to know. He was playing with one of the worst teams in the NFL that had no offensive line. They even told you in Hard Knocks how nervous the Giants were if Saquon Barkley went to a better team with a better offensive line and how he would look. And another thing, go back and watch the game, Joe, and watch his runs. Not a lineman really touched him but a couple times. He's in the secondary. You know what they do in the secondary, Joe? They make business decisions. So if Saquon Barkley, they block like this for Saquon Barkley for the rest of the year, all he has to do is make sure that those DBs make business decisions. And most times, they don't want that smoke. They see Quadzilla running their way. They ain't trying to tackle that guy. You know what they're trying to do?
Mm.
They're trying to leverage him to the sideline and hope that one of those defensive linemen get on their horse and try to catch him from the backside. That's it. That's all you have to do. If you give Saquon Barkley the opportunity to get past the line of scrimmage, oh, it's gravy. It's cake. And another thing. I hear what you're saying about the carries and everything. Put it like this. The happy medium. I want Saquon Barkley to carry the ball as the game dictates. How about that?
So you're saying they have a big lead, and maybe you kind of back off a little bit.
Yeah.
But if it's a game like last week and you need him to win the game.
Oh, he running the rock.
And that,
he told the rock.
That's fine. Look, I'm not looking to make Saquon a part-time player. I know my eyes saw the same thing you guys saw last Friday. He was their best player on offense.
He's a missing piece, man.
He might be. He might be the thing to unleash this thing and take it to another level. And that's great. And I'm glad they have him now. And he looked better than I even thought he would in his first game as an Eagle. And it's awesome he's here. We haven't had a running back like this. I know. Offense player of the week in the NFC. We haven't had a player like this run the ball here since Shady. That's great. I just want to make sure that they handle this correctly. This has not been a super durable running back. He's had a lot, for as good as he's been in his NFL career, he's had some real injury history here. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles be careful with Saquon, or as Hugh's saying, unleash the guy and let him run? Let's hear from Kellen Moore. He was asked about this because it's become a big thing. They handed the ball or gave the ball to a running back 26 times last week. That's rare around here. Here's what Kellen Moore thinks about the Saquon usage.
Obviously, I think Saquon's a premier player. He did an excellent job. His versatility and ability to play in a number of different ways. Obviously, you saw the pass game come up with two catches. You saw the run game. Obviously, he thought he was downhill in some of our inside zones. He did an excellent job, and he's a guy who, once he gets out in space, obviously he can make some really big-time plays. And so, we're excited. He's done an excellent job, and we'll be able to diversify it as we go, week in and week out. Everything's everything, you know, we can adjust the game plans and we'll play different styles depending on how the opponent wants to play us. And so, you know, he'll provide us with that opportunity.
Well, he does. I mean, he's a matchup nightmare, and he's a chess piece they could use now. But I do think they need to be careful. How about Saquon himself? What does he think? And you're not going to be surprised.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's an athlete here says, give me the football. Here's Saquon.
I think we do a really good job of managing that here, whether I do it on my own and take care of my body, or whether it's with the training room or the guys in the strength room. We do a really good job of monitoring that. So I have no worry about that. And to be honest, you know, that's why I train where I do in the offseason. And while I get in camp and go in season to be able to take on the workload, whatever is actually.
So, I mean, he's basically saying he trains for this, right? He's ready for this. And you could see it. He's a physical specimen. But don't most athletes say this? I would have been surprised, Hugh, if yesterday he was like, yeah, they need to limit my carries. Like, he wants the ball. I get that.
But I think it's different, Joe, and for all the reasons I gave you. How many DBs can you honestly say that you've seen that tackle? I know the ones from Kansas City, they tackle, but they're tackling when they're coming downhill and they don't allow – the running back
to
get
going.
And you talk about them tackling receivers when they're catching the ball. Saquon Barkley was doing something the other night that he probably hasn't done since his days at Penn State. He was hitting the hole. He hit it quick. And when he ran through, you saw guys. It was like, you know what it reminded me of? You know how when when you go to a rodeo and the cowboy's on the horse and he jumps on the bull's back and he's riding the bull, still humping, and he's trying to slow him down and whatever. That's basically what it was.
I would have rode him until he told me no.
I'm a descriptive person, and I'm trying to give you visuals so you can understand what I'm saying. That's all
I'm
doing. Not
that visual, man.
People are trying to drive.
That's a tough visual.
But what I'm trying to say is, like, they're along for the ride. They're not, you know. He's a good running back. How about that?
There's a lot of riding and humping right there, man.
He's a very good running back. But you know what?
It's because your mind's in the gutter.
Well, this is other people's fault this week. Listen, he's a tremendous running back. But you mentioned it's not like the Giants here. But that goes two ways. One, yes, they have a better offensive line. But he's not the only weapon. We have other guys. And if Jalen protects the football, we got a quarterback that could deliver. We got two receivers. We got a tight end. You know, we could diversify this thing a little bit to where he doesn't have to have the ball 25-plus a game. Kyle, where do you come down? Saquon Barkley. Should they be careful or just unleash him?
This is the most plant-based thing that you've said this entire week.
I'm plant-based today.
This is
role
reversal. I'm proud of you, by the way, for sounding like a real NFL football player today. I wouldn't be upset if I never, ever, ever saw Kenny Gainwell or Will Shipley take a single. Honestly, because I'm thinking back to, and I remember having this feeling when watching the Eagles play against the Cowboys back when Zeke Elliott was in his prime. This is probably even when Kellen Moore was the offensive coordinator and before Tony Pollard was, looked like a decent running back for Dallas. I remember having this feeling that every single time Zeke was off the field and Tony Pollard was on it, that this was an opportunity for the Eagles to get a stop on defense. So every time that Saquon Barkley is off the field for this team, feels like a wasted opportunity. What are we doing with Kenny Gainwell, Will Shipley, when you have a guy like Saquon Barkley? We just saw what he could do in week one against Green Bay. This dude is a home run hitter. I'm not taking him off the field. I will use him. I will ring this dude out for these next two seasons.
I'll ring him out.
And if it means winning, it's like... You're taking the Rob Thompson approach here, where we're giving guys rest so that we can save them for the rest of the season.
For October, trying for January. And Kyle, that's a great point. But Zeke was 21, 22, 23, 24 years old. There's a lot in that tank.
I think there's a lot in Saquon's tank. If we if you can look at what he did in week one, I think there's a lot in the tank. The difference here with the topper approach is that there's only 16 games this season, Joe. We need to win as many of these as we possibly can.
Can't just...
The scheduled loss, like the Phillies have been doing. So you got to run Saquon, man. Unleash this man.
Yeah, you unleash him in September, and we get to mid-January, and why does Saquon look like he's running in mud? Well, we ran him 50 times the first two games of the year. 215-592-9494. I think the Eagles need to be careful with Saquon Barkley, his usage. They got to keep this guy healthy for the full season. What do you think? Unleash him or be careful here with a guy who's had injury histories in the past? 215-592-9494. Hugh mentioned something a few minutes ago. Perhaps a missing piece. Someone else around the NFL thinks that about Saquon Barkley. Plus, some audio from Ross Tucker, how he thinks they should use the Eagles' newest star. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.